Ladies and gentlemen, Brendan Bolton, Andrew McKay and Stephen Silvani have carefully reset our playing list. The recent draft was well planned and executed, with the addition of a talented group of young footballers, including the number one draft pick, Jacob Wiedering, together with three others in the top 25, Harry McKay, Charlie Curnow and David Cunningham, and a very promising father-son selection in Jack Silvani. 2016 will be a season of learning and growth, and we should all be excited about the future of the Carlton Football Club. Brendan is a great motivator and has a passion for education. The team has embraced a culture that will yield sustained success. It is defined by Brendan's strategic focus and drive. He has embraced and is driving our whole of club philosophy. Led by our captain Mark Murphy, vice captain Cade Simpson and the entire leadership group, our players are united in their endeavours and will represent the jumper with the respect and esteem it deserves. I would like to take this opportunity to acknowledge the partners and families of our players and staff for their patience and support. The footy season is a long one. Your support is not always acknowledged as it should be, and I would like to extend my thanks to all of you here tonight. One of our key drivers for 2016 has been to set a target of 51,000 members, our biggest ever membership number. We hope to reach this target prior to our round one clash against Richmond. Today, our membership has just ticked over 40,000, a record number for this time of the year. Our members have shown their belief in our vision for the future of this club. Membership is vital. In our case, the Carlton Football Club's case, membership is crucial for our growth. There has been an enormous amount of work done over the past 18 months to effect the necessary changes required to our list, our strategic plan and our culture. These changes will provide the pathway for growth both on and off the field. Within that membership growth is the real need to grow our female membership. And to that end, you will see our club put every effort to being a genuine leader in diversity and gender equality. A crucial part of this growth will be for Carlton to have a women's team in the national AFL competition. Women should be involved in every aspect of football. We want to see, as a club, we want to see more women representing Carlton in every way, on the field, in key board and administration positions, and as members. We must earn and maintain a reputation of being engaging, accepting, and most of all, inclusive. And it was wonderful to see the debut of Eleni Loftus, the first female umpire to adjudicate an official AFL match at our game, at a Carlton game, at our home ground at Icon Park on Sunday. Congratulations to Eleni. And importantly, wasn't it a thrill to watch Carlton play Essendon at our spiritual home on Sunday afternoon? 18,718 spectators returned to Icon Park to indulge in a nostalgic game. While the game did not go our way on the scoreboard, what was highlighted was the desire of spectators and supporters to return to Icon Park. As part of our strategic plan, we are currently in the consultation phase of what we hope will be a major upgrade of Icon Park and the Princes Park precinct. Early indicators of our plan are extremely positive, and I will ensure that all members are kept informed of developments as we move through the process. Now, while the AFL draft will remain the main source of new football talent, The AFL recently confirmed that we have been allocated the Northern Corridor as our designated region to establish our football academy. It will attract boys and girls with aspirations to play AFL, including those from Indigenous and multicultural communities who would not otherwise have an opportunity to play the game. This is a great opportunity for us to immerse ourselves and continue to develop stronger presence in this region, including our affiliation with the Northern Blues. This area has also been known as the home of the TAC Cup's Northern Knights, which has produced superstars, including our own Matthew Cruiser. Ladies and gentlemen, we will continue to refine certain off-field aspects of the club's operations to achieve financial stability. So we will build and grow in line with our strategic plan. As we start the 2016 season, our club, the board, administration, playing group, coaching and support staff are aligned and united in moving our club forward. 2016 will be an exciting step in our journey, and we need you all there with us along the journey. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the evening. I look forward to seeing you at the footy, and go the Mighty Blues.